Hello friends, welcome to lesson 12 of the book 4000, Speak English Like an American, yeah. Okay, in this lesson 12, we are going to consider new idioms and make a sentence with each of these idioms. Okay, lesson 12, Bob's Big Cookie Order. In the previous episode, I read the whole text for you guys, and in this episode, we're gonna consider the idioms. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling. It means let's get it started. Okay, the first idiom is bite off more than one can chew. Chew means to eat something, okay? At first, we chew something, we chew food, and then we swallow it, okay? So, bite off more than one can chew means to take on more than one is capable of, or to take on too much, okay? To accept too responsibility that you can't do that, okay? It means it becomes bite off more than one can chew. Okay, my sentence is bite off more than one can chew. You agree to work for five people at the same time? I think you've bit enough. You've bit enough more than you can chew. Okay, this idiom has a synonym that is to be or to get in over one's head. Don't confuse this or mix this with over one's head. Okay, we say, for example, chemistry is over my head. If something is over one's head, it means it's so difficult. But when we say to be in over one's head or to get in over one's head, it means he or she has bitten off more than he or she can chew. Okay? Yeah. Great. The next one is for heaven's sake. For heaven's sake has three idioms. Three synonyms. The first one is for God's sake. The next one is for goodness sake. And the next one is for Pete's sake. P-E-T-E, apostrophe S, and sake. Yeah. And so, for heaven's sake, it means a way of expressing emotions such as surprise, outrage, as outrage means angry or anger, and impatience. Okay, for heaven's sake, I say, don't drive me crazy. For heaven's sake, I'll pay you back as soon as possible. Don't drive me crazy, okay? It means don't bother me. Drive someone crazy means to bother or to annoy someone. Don't drive me crazy, for heaven's sake. I'll pay you back as soon as possible. Okay? Great. The next one is get going. Get going means to get started on something and to set off for a destination and to leave. Okay? So, to get started on something and to set off for a destination. Set off means to depart, to move, okay? And to leave, okay? Yeah. And this idiom has two synonyms. The first one is to get a move on, and the next one is to get the show on the road. To get the show on the road. Okay. Get going. You won't finish your studying in time unless you get going right away. You won't finish your studying in time unless you get going right away. You get started right away. Okay, get started reading. So get going means to start doing something or to leave or to go somewhere. The next idiom is help out. This idiom has a synonym that is to lend a hand. Lend a hand. Okay, help out means to help, to give assistance. I say, I'll be happy to help out to you by washing the dishes. I'll be happy to help out to you by washing the dishes. Great. The next one is like a chicken with its head cut off. Like a chicken with its head cut off. It means in a very nervous way, in a frenzy, or in a hysterical manner. Okay? In a very nervous way. And this idiom is usually used with the phrase to run around. Okay? Okay, I say, when I got the check, I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off to cash my money. When I got the check, I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off to cash my money. The next idiom is like crazy. Like crazy means with a great speed or enthusiasm. Okay, so with a great speed or with a great enthusiasm, like crazy. Okay, I say I was running towards school like crazy in order not to miss chemistry class. I was running towards school like crazy with a great speed, with a high speed. Okay, in order not to miss chemistry class. Great. The next idiom is like pulling teeth. Like pulling teeth. It means very difficult. Okay? Very difficult. I say, my sentence is, like pulling teeth. It's like pulling teeth getting Zahra to clean her room. It's like pulling teeth. It means it's very difficult. Getting Zahra to clean her room. Great. The next idiom is never mind. Never mind means don't worry about something. Forget it. It doesn't matter. Okay? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. You failed your math exam. Never mind. Or it doesn't matter. You can try again. You failed your math exam. Never mind. You can try again. Great. The next one is pitch in. Pitch in. Pitch in means to help or to lend a hand, to help out. Okay? Pitch in. To help. I say, I should have pitched in, but I didn't notice. I should have pitched in, but I didn't notice. Great. And the next one is run around. Run around means to move about. Or around quickly, to move around quickly, run around. I've been running around teaching in 5 institutions. I have been running around teaching in 5 institutions. Great. The next one is things are looking up. This idiom is final idiom. Of this lesson. Things are looking up. It means things are improving. Okay? Things are looking up means things are improving. My sentence is, I found my life purpose and now I'm working in my favorite job. Things are looking up for me. I found my life purpose and now I'm working in my favorite job. Things are looking up for me. Okay? Things are looking up for me. It means my condition of life is becoming better and better. Okay? Great. So, we learned 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. We learned 11 new idioms in this lesson. Lesson 12, Bob's Big Cookie Order. And the idioms are bite off more than one can chew, for heaven's sake, get going, help out, like a chicken with its head cut off, like crazy, like pulling teeth, never mind, pitch in, run around, and things are looking up. This is great. And yeah, this is so much great. I suggest you to document your learning process. Come and say what you are doing in your life, what you are learning. And I myself am interested to know what you are learning or doing in your own life. Yeah, that's it. Lesson 12. And this book is so great. And yeah, I don't have anything else. And I hope this episode and previous episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening. And bye for now.